This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
My name is Keith Green, out of Dallas, Texas. And I'm just going to tell you one of my stories. It's brief. A lot of this stuff happened basically when I was in Albuquerque, New Mexico. That's where my immediate family is, and that's where I grew up. I was probably, I would say, 4 or 5. And because I remember, because I had on a onesie, and so yeah, I was probably around that age. And I used to live next to my grandmother. She had like a, I guess a duplex kind of house, like a house next to each other. But anyway, one night I remember I was outside on, the porch and I was playing, I don't know, it was nighttime. I think it was around October because there was no leaves on the trees. And it was just crazy because like the moon was like, you know, it was a full moon and it was like, you know, I think it was around Halloween time or October. And like, you know, how the trees have the leaves and then you see the full moon, you know, at the backdrop through the trees. So it was like that. Well, anyway, down, like there was like, You know, my porch, and it's like 2 steps. And then right next to, down by the steps, is a bush. And I remember I was on the porch playing whatever. I had something, I don't know, frisbee or something. And I like threw the frisbee, and it landed out on the lawn. And as it landed out there, out of nowhere, the bush I mentioned uprooted itself and walked across the sidewalk to the other side where my grandma and where my grandparents live, and rooted itself in the ground, which completely freaked me out. And when I saw that, I was like, Mom! And so they came outside, right? And I said, Mom, the bush, it moved. And they like walked over there to the bush, and they pulled on the bush, and it didn't move. It was like just rooted in the ground, which was a trip. And then like the next day we wake up, the bush is back to where it was. And there's just many stories that happened in my grandmother's house. I try to say, and then real quickly, there also used to be people on the walls in our side of the house. And I was the only one who's seen them, which is weird. And it's happened a lot, like on more, you know, separate occasions that this would happen. And I would see them. Now in my mom's room, there were kids on the wall. Just imagine, okay, the wall to the back of you, in front of you there's a door, and then to your right there's a wall. And on that wall there were kids. I would wake up and I see kids on the walls, and they were like 3 kids playing jump rope. And I see them all the time. And look at me and wave, but they never talk. You know, wave and, you know, do the jump roping. Then as you walk out my mom's room, we had like a small little corridor that led to, of course, the living room. Then there was the bathroom. And then the other way was our bedroom. And on the ceiling, there was a little girl, a little black girl with pigtails. And she had like a little red dress. you know, with little polka dots and the little shoes, little black shiny shoes, and a little, you know, I guess pompadour kind of socks, whatever. She's on a ceiling, and it was weird because the light fixture was like right in her stomach, and she would just be up there smiling. And then in my room, there was something else, but I can't remember what that was. I can't remember about that. So what else? I remember one night we were all outside. It was all the cousins and my grandma's. Everyone was gone, and we were outside playing, right? It was nighttime, and there used to be, across the street, there's like these big trees, right? One night we were outside playing, we heard like rustling up there, right? And then out of nowhere, we heard like a witch like cackle. You know how witches cackle. And we all like ran inside, right? Because it freaked us out, closed the doors. Then all of a sudden, like all the windows, we start hearing banging in all the windows. Out of nowhere. It was just weird, just bang, 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 bang on the, you know, the front window, side, back of the house, whatever. And then, like, we, like, looked outside, and then we just saw all these, like, you know, people in, well, we don't know what they were, all in cloaks, like, running away. It was weird. But then also, like, on my grandma's side of the house, also, like, that corridor I mentioned on our side, like, we used to play in there. We used to close the doors and just play in that little section. And, like, those, you know, those old heaters, it was where we used to be able to look. We can, like, look up into it. And we used to see, like, Freddy Krueger before he was Freddy Krueger, before even there was a Freddy Krueger. It was this dude that he was, like, see-through, but he was, like, neon. And he had, like, the hat and the sweater, but the stripes, but he was neon. So he was like see-through, but neon, I'll trace of neon, which is weird. Also, there used to be a clown, a demonic clown in the backyard, which was when we used to go outside and play. We used to play like, you know, like red light, green light, or midnight, whatever. There was a clown outside that used to just, I don't know, like just stand there. Like my grandma has like a brick wall in the back. And he just used to stand there, and he had his hands, you know, like perched, like right there. And we like to, you know, and he never said nothing, never moved. And we could like throw like dirt rocks at him, never move. And which was a trip out. And also, then remember one time when we finally moved out of my grandma's duplex in their own apartment. I remember one night I woke up, because I'm trying to say these quick because I know these are timed. I woke up. And I was in first grade, and my Godzilla and my toy jet plane started fighting each other, like, you know, like Godzilla movies do, which was weird. Also, I remember my brother's bed. My bed was on the wall that where the door was, and he was like directly at the door, like on the other side, but. Like, in our hallway was, like, I guess our fire alarm, and it had, like, a little light that was, like, a green, so it always, like, shined in on my brother, and every time I used to look at him sometimes at night, it looked like his head wasn't, like, his head was missing, which was weird. And then, let me go back to my grandma's house. There used to be this guy, like, used to live next door to my grandma's house. We used to go over his house, and he had all this cool stuff and tell these cool stories. Well, one night, he told this story, and as he told the story, it happened. So let me just give you an example. Like he said, like the ship flew over the house. Out of nowhere, this object, whatever it was, flew over the house. Then he said, and then it flew down behind the house, and then out of nowhere, we see twinkling lights off in the distance, down the block, something behind the house, land or whatever it does. Then you hear the lady scream. Out of nowhere, we hear some lady scream down the street. So, yeah, I've had those crazy stories. I know I can get put more into detail, but those are kind of some of the crazy things that I saw growing up as a kid. in Albuquerque, basically at my grandmother's house. And of course, there's other stories that happened in that duplex. Oh, yeah, I remember. Okay, one time, because a lot of people lived in that house next door, like family members. A friend of theirs in that room, in my mom's room, a friend of theirs died. They didn't know it, but Jesus was in the doorway of that of that bedroom of the person that died. Like, he was standing in the doorway, which was a trip. Also, there used to be, like, I guess, a lady in white that we used to see also at that house. I think it was one of my great aunts or whatever. I remember one time my cousin, my auntie Ann, she was a little kid and she was taking a bath, and that the lady in white came in the bathroom with her and sat in the tub with her. So, yeah. So there's been a lot of, like, this freaky stuff. I guess lady in white, yeah, there's a ghost. The other things, I don't know what to explain or exactly what there is. The mystical guy with the story, I don't know. But that's just some of the crazy stories that happened to me when I was a kid growing up. I think that's basic. I don't know if I have any other stories to tell, but if it gets on the podcast, that's great. I've been listening to you guys probably about 3 months. You guys are awesome. That's my story. Love you guys' show, and have a great day.
This has been a Grave Confession.
From the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.